Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. It's Friday morning, and everybody deserves to hear the Word of God on Friday morning. I'm Mike Campbell.
Hi, I'm Jada Campbell, and this is Mike Campbell Ministries, and this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted Word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. We're in Fargo, North Dakota, at the Atomic Coffee Company, and it is a great little coffee shop. If you're ever in Fargo, be sure and check it out. They allowed us to use this little meeting room for us to broadcast, yeah. And but it is cold here in Fargo. Ooh,
it's cold, like 8 degrees cold.
Yes.
So, there's a reason we were born in the South.
That's right.
So we've been talking about the coming of the Lord, and we even looked at Matthew 24, where they asked Jesus to tell us about the signs of the coming of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that we understand, you know, here's something that's important to you. I want to read this in 2 Peter 1:16. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Now, I want to say this. You and I may not have been eyewitnesses of his majesty, but we have believed his report. The Bible says, whose report will you believe? And we believe the report of the Lord. We believe the word of God. We're born again. In fact, read that 16th chapter of Revelation, chapter 16, verse 15.
Yes, it says here, behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame.
Now, that reference to a thief is to those who are not prepared. Mm-hmm. Remember the story of the 10 virgins. We had five filled their lamps with oil and trimmed their wicks. And we had five who were slothful.
Right.
Now, what's interesting is they all have a lamp that was burning at one time. Mm-hmm. And when the bridegroom comes back, the five that are ready are about to go out. And the five that are not ready say, hey, give us some of your oil. Listen to me. People cannot live off of your oil. Oil is often a representation of the Holy Spirit. They can't live off your revelation of Jesus Christ. They have to have one of their own, their eyes, the eyes of their understanding being enlightened, that they might know what is the hope of his calling, to know the glory of the inheritance in his saints, and to know the exceeding greatness of his power to those who believe. So they need a revelation of Jesus Christ, and then they need to keep that revelation alive. Remember what he said over there in Hosea. He said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
That's right.
And that word destroyed, you know, they have a lack of it. In other words, I gave you the wrong verse. I wanted to do the one in Proverbs where it says, without a vision, people perish.
Right.
And so it's saying without a constant, the word vision means a constant revealing of God. So without a constant revealing of God, people perish. No, that word perish means they go return to their former lifestyle.
Right.
So this is why people get born again. They may hang with us for 6 months, a year, 3 years, whatever. But because they're not maintaining the freshness of God, they return to their former lifestyle.
But that also means that you know, we veteran believers, that you've been in the Word for a period of time, it is our responsibility to come alongside those new believers. You know, because they could be knocked off course very easily because they're new in the Word. So our responsibility is to come along and help them to grow spiritually so that those things don't send them off the edge and go back to that prior lifestyle. We should be there for them.
That's exactly right. And then, you know, here's another scripture in 2 Peter 3:4. It says the people are saying, where's the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Listen to me. If you're not careful, you can get caught up in what's going on. And this is where I wanted you to read that Revelation
3:3,
because this is what's happening to us. Go ahead.
It says in Revelations 3:3, remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch,
if you will not watch,
I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you.
You know, there used to be a movie out years ago called A Thief in the Night. And it would cause fear on people. Listen, you don't have to fear. You just have to be ready. You know, when Jesus was in the garden, he came, he said, you three guys stay here and pray. I'm going to go a little bit farther. The Bible says he went a stone's throw. I don't know exactly how far that is, but it's not very far. So he went a stone's throw and he knelt down, and began to pray. And then he came back and he found him asleep. He said, could you not watch and pray. The word watch is the interesting word there, because in the Greek, it means remain spiritually alert.
Right.
You and I have to remain spiritually alert, or Jesus will come like a thief in the night. You got something there?
That's right. Well, I was just reading Romans 8, 38 and 39. And I think, you know, this is key in us staying alert, is living in God's love and understanding that when we separate ourselves, and nothing else can separate us but what we allow into our lives, I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow.
Wow.
Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Praise God.
If we live in that love, then we're going to be concerned about our neighbor.
Yeah.
We're going to be concerned about our family.
That's
we're going
right,
to be
Jay.
Concerned about our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And that will keep us alert.
Well,
I believe that will keep us alert in this life.
That's a great verse of scripture.
It's a good one.
And it's true. The only thing that can separate you from God is you deciding you don't want to be with God anymore.
Right. You're
that's
not
it.
Staying alert. You're not
that's
staying
it.
In the Word of God. You're
so,
not staying in love.
That's right. So we need to walk in love, and we need to be paying attention to what's mm-hmm. going on in life.
And remember, we mentioned earlier in the week, and this is where we started this series this week about concerning the coming of the Lord. Where it says in 2 Thessalonians 2:6, and now you know what is restraining that he may be revealed
right.
in his own time. It is the church. That means it's you and me. It's you and I restraining the darkness. And you have to be living in light in the day, in the light, so that people can see light and
yeah.
walk away from the darkness.
Now, understand this, ladies and gentlemen, we were born into sin. And so that removed us from the life of God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the church should be filled with the life of God, but we were removed from it because of sin. But then the Bible says when we get born again, the life of God comes in us.
Right.
There's a great verse of scripture, if I can find that. Here it is in John 5:26. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And then remember, we're in Christ. We're in Jesus. We're in his anointing. We're in his love, and that means we're in his life. And so what we need to do is make sure that as a church and as a people who love God, that you and I are giving the life of God to other people.
That's right.
They need to see the life of God working in us
mm-hmm.
in such a powerful way. I like this. Listen to this in Matthew 10:7. Go ahead. You want to read that one, honey?
Yeah, it says, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And this wasn't told to preachers. This wasn't told to pastors. This was told to all disciples. And if you are considered a disciple of Christ, you need to be preaching, which means your life,
yeah.
what you say, what you do,
that's
how you
right.
act toward others, your attitude about things, how you respond to conflict, how you are in relationships. All these things
yeah.
will either give life or it will
yeah.
suck the life out of people.
That's,
we have to be
yeah,
careful.
It's kind of one way of putting it there, Jay.
Oh, I know.
It's got that big eureka sound.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, listen, Matthew 28:18 says, Jesus came and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Now, notice that it's been given to Jesus. Therefore, go and make disciples. Now he's commissioning us with all authority. All right. With all authority in heaven and all authority on the earth. He says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. I like that. Because we're now commissioned to go give the life of God to somebody else. There's nothing greater. You know, the Bible says, he that wins souls is wise, Jay.
That's right. That's right. You know, I remember when we were in Tanzania, and one of the things that you said, I believe, is what it was, is you said the only thing that we can give people is Jesus. And then what Craig McGee followed up, it was in Ghana. And then Craig followed up and said, the only thing that we can give to Jesus is people. And so So people need to hear the word of God. They need to hear about Jesus. And then we bring along as many as we can so that they are in heaven as well, so that they are living this godly life as well. And we need to come along and help people do that.
Yeah. So concerning the coming of the Lord, you don't have to worry. He's not going to be a thief in the night to those of us who are alert and awake, to those of us who are watching and praying. Mm-hmm. It will not be catching off guard. We're going to have our lamps full and our wicks trimmed. And then we who are the restrainers of darkness are going to be removed. And when we're removed, then the Antichrist can come on the scene, begin his thing. But remember, now let me just make this clear. The gospel will still be preached.
Holy Spirit,
the book of Revelation says angels will preach the gospel. But more importantly, 144,000 Jewish men will preach the gospel. All right. And so the gospel will still be preached. The Holy Spirit will still be here working with them. There'll be people coming unto the Lord. There'll be great lies spoken about what's happened to the church. But God will continue to move forward, and men's lives will continue to be changed. And then, yes, at the midway point of the tribulation, because that's 7 years of that, well, it will go on, 3.5 years of peace and safety, and then 3.5 years of judgment that will be poured out. We have the bowl judgments and the trumpet judgments that are going to be poured out. And then listen, ladies and gentlemen, then Jesus is going to come down out of heaven, according to Matthew 24, step his foot out. Then the mountain's going to split in two, which is the mountain right there across from the temple where the Eastern Gate is in Jerusalem. And then he's going to establish a millennial reign. Then the final battle of Armageddon. I mean,
that was a lot of information.
We have a lot still to do.
That's right.
That's what I'm trying to get across to you.
That's right.
There's a lot to do. So quit getting caught up.
Quit getting
just
caught
do
up.
Quit the getting, will of the Lord.
That's right. Quit getting caught up with what's going on in the world and in the culture.
Yeah, do the will of the Lord.
And just focus on the will of the Lord.
That's right. Well, we're going to wrap this week up. That's all the time we have for. We just want you to know we love you. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving yesterday. And if you didn't, well, hopefully it'll get better going forward.
That's right.
We're in the holiday season. And so we just want you to know we love you. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for every person watching. I pray today will be a great day. And I thank you now for the goodness of God. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. Somebody is staring at my ear. Don't forget to click your like, share, and follow button right down there. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe now so you can follow what we're doing all over the world. Check out MikeCampbellMinistries.com, and you can see what's happening as well.
All right. Hey, join us again Monday. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll begin another lesson of PM in the AM. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.
God bless.